Saudi Arabia's oil minister says the kingdom is willing to boost crude production if sufficient demand exists for the commodity. The remark came at an oil summit in Jeddah, where Saudi Arabia said it is already increasing production by 200,000 barrels per day, but would consider an even higher output. In Washington, the chairman of the House Select Committee on Energy Independence, Massachusetts Representative Edward Markey, seemed unimpressed by the Saudi pronouncement.
It may have a marginal impact, but in the end, this crisis is really caused by 12 years of Republican control of Congress. We've gone from 46% dependence when the Republicans took over the House and Senate in 1995 to 61% dependence upon imported oil today. We've had an oil and gas agenda. They've thwarted the renewable energy agenda.
Markey was speaking on ABC's This Week program. Democrats took control of both houses of Congress in the 2006 elections. Many Republicans, including President George Bush and the party's presumptive presidential nominee, Senator John McCain, agree with Democrats in urging expanded use of alternative energy sources. But Mr. Bush and McCain are also calling for expanded domestic oil drilling to boost America's crude supplies. Also appearing on ABC's This Week, Republican Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas blasted Democrats for opposing new drilling off U.S. coastlines and other areas.
The Democrats have thwarted every effort we have made to increase our supply. This is a supply and demand issue. The demand has skyrocketed mostly because of global increases, and we have not done anything about supply. Drilling offshore on a state-by-state option is something that I think we could do very environmentally safely.
Some energy experts say oil prices have risen in part due to speculation by energy traders. The head of the American Petroleum Institute, Red Cavanaugh, says there is a simple way to counteract expectations of continually higher fuel prices that drive market speculation.
What you need are permanent solutions. That's the signal the market's looking for. Any scenario you look at, you will find that you need all the energy we can get of every kind.
Cavanaugh echoed calls for increased U.S. oil drilling. One expert argued that for years the United States has underinvested in technologies to make automobiles more fuel efficient. Jeffrey Sachs, who directs Columbia University's Earth Institute, says the United States has catch-up work to do if it wants to become energy independent. John McCain and his presumed Democratic rival for the presidency, Senator Barack Obama, say major investments will be needed in renewable and alternative energy sources. Unlike McCain, Obama opposes new offshore oil drilling and has proposed imposing a windfall profits tax on U.S. oil companies. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.